It's 8 a.m.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg reaches a high of 20 this afternoon. Pretoria 22. Polokwane 24. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa is open for business and he remains committed on the path to moving the economy forward. He was addressing investors at the Business Council for International Understanding meeting in New York, which took place on the sidelines of the 79th session of the United Nations General Debate and High-Level Week in New York. Ramaphosa emphasized that South Africa will contribute its fair share to mitigating the impact of climate change through reforms in key economic sectors.
We are advancing a just energy transition plan that will guide our shift from fossil fuel energy production to renewable energy sources, whilst at the same time ensuring equitable economic opportunities and social inclusion for affected communities. And our country's and Africa's critical mineral sector has a crucial role to play in this regard.
As South Africa commemorates Heritage Day today, the Public Servants Association is urging all citizens to promote unity and embrace a shared heritage for a brighter future. Celebrating over 104 years of serving public sector employees, the union has made significant strides in improving working conditions and introducing benefits like housing subsidies and medical schemes. The association's Claude Nyker says the PSA continues to advocate for the rights and dignity of over 245,000 public servants.
PSA's collective achievements in 2024, despite obstacles, are a testament to the strength that comes from standing together with shared purposes. Unity is not merely an ideal, but the very foundation of the PSA as a successful union.
The Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crime Court has transferred the case against former Acting Police Commissioner Khumotso Phahlane and his co-accused to the Pretoria High Court. The group of five are facing charges of fraud, corruption, theft and contravention of the Public Finance Management Act relating to two contracts valued at approximately 54 million rand. One of the contracts relates to the procurement of a communication encryption software which was solely used for encrypting calls and wiping out cell phone records. The NPA's investigating directorate spokesperson Henry Mamotame elaborates.
Their court appearance stems from an alleged irregular procurement of two softwares, with one meant to be utilized during the FISMA's fall student unrest in 2015. Investigations have been completed and the state provided the defense with an indictment in order for them to prepare for trial.
And finally, police in Spain have arrested five people accused of scamming two women of €325,000 by posing as Hollywood actor Brad Pitt via online and WhatsApp messages. The suspects made contact with the women on an internet page for fans of the Oscar-winning actor. Posing as Pitt, the members of the gang then allegedly proposed that the women invest in various projects that did not exist. Police say to lure the victims, the criminals had studied their social networks and made a psychological profile of them, discovering that both women were vulnerable, lacking in affection and in a state of depression. They also used instant messaging platforms to exchange messages and emails with the two women until they reached a point where they believed they were chatting via WhatsApp with Brad Pitt himself, who promised them a romantic relationship and a future together. Officers were able to recover only €85,000 of the money that was defrauded from the two women. And Martine van der Walt Eilers, Hoofnuus. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa is oop vir besigheid en bly verbind daartoe om die ekonomie vorentoe te beweeg.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
So just dance, dance.
You love.
There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else.